And hello to you, and welcome to the Motivation Podcast from motivateyourself.co.uk. I'm Richard Nichols, and I'm here to guide, to teach, and to motivate you to be the best you can be. It's definitely autumn now, by heck, isn't it? As soon as the clocks went back at the weekend, it's as though the weather woke up and went, oh yeah, sorry, here, have some freezing cold weather. Although it's been very, very pretty at times. Some bright blue sky and some crisp, clear mornings. But this time of year will get a bit damp. It's bonfire night this weekend, so I expect it'll rain then. And it might sound daft to some people, but gloomy weather does have an impact on our mental health. If it's grey on the outside, we can easily slip into a grey on the inside feeling, which leads to a behaviour that might make things worse. Hiding away from everyone and refusing to leave the so-called comforts of home. It's no coincidence that here in the UK, our popular festivals occur in these winter months. If you're listening to this on the day this episode comes out, which is the 1st of November, then today is Samhain, and it's the Celtic New Year, marked the end of the summer back in the day, and the harvest ending, and the beginning of the dark, cold winter, which was, and still is to a lesser degree, a time of year that was often associated with people dying. So, the night before, they would all light big public fires and wear costumes to ward off any ghosts of people who died the previous winter. And we still have these traditions thousands of years later. Although Pope Gregory III stuck his finger in the mix in the 8th century and called November the 1st All Saints' Day, which is today. And so the evening before that was All Hallows' Eve and became Halloween. Then, 8 weeks later, we have Saturnalia, the winter solstice, in the Northern Hemisphere anyway. And with the turning of the sun, the days get slowly longer, and so our ancestors would party like it's 1999 BC and light some fires and eat all the stag they could get their hands on. And it's morphed over the years into Christmas. And even as recently as the 17th century with Guy Fawkes and the plot to blow up the government, we found an excuse to set fire to something in celebration, because this time of year we've always needed cheering up. It can be wet, cold and miserable, and some people might have to work a bit harder at making sure they don't slip into depression. It's thought these winter blues, or in extreme cases seasonal affective disorder, affects around 2 million people in the UK and more than 12 million people across Northern Europe, and it doesn't discriminate. It can affect people of any age, even children. And even the most motivated of characters can feel the pull to hide away, sit on the sofa and put on weight. And for a couple of reasons, I find this time of year is the best time to keep yourself fit and healthy. Because of all these celebrations coming up, we probably do need to exercise more and make sure that we eat healthily. I don't mind going for a run in the drizzly rain two or three times per week before work. If anything, it can be nicer than doing it in the summer. Keeps me cool. And if you do suffer with SAD and the lack of sunlight messes up your brain's production of melatonin and serotonin, then getting out and exercising will absolutely help. Research has shown that just a daily 1 hour walk in the middle of the day could be equally as helpful as using a light box. And these light boxes give out very bright light, at least 10 times stronger than ordinary home or office lighting, and they have a significant effect on mood. But it's a bit weird, isn't it? Shining a light in your face for an hour whilst you eat your lunch. Especially when there's a flipping great light box in the sky. But even on a grey day, it's still pumping out plenty of light. Although I will say that there is a difference between what we might call the winter blues and seasonal affective disorder, because SAD is less about how your behaviour changes in the winter, and it's more about how your eyes and your brain work together to create the correct levels of serotonin and melatonin. Too little serotonin causes depression, and too much melatonin puts your body into hibernation mode. So a decrease in sunlight is the perfect storm. Bear in mind, we evolved out of Africa. We're not built to live this far away from the equator. In fact, researchers have found that SAD doesn't seem to exist within 30 degrees of the equator. Whether you go north or whether you go south, once you get past 30 degrees, that's when it starts to become more noticeable. We might have developed paler skin the further away from the equator we've lived, but all that does is help us process vitamin D better. The serotonin and melatonin changes are due to the input from our eyes, not our skin, which is why these light boxes have to shine in your face. So, here are some top tips for coping with the winter blues and even SAD if you suffer from it. Number one, already mentioned it, exercise. The best medicine. It really is. You want to do it for your physical health anyway, so take advantage of the two-for-one benefit and do it for your mental health too. And although doing it outside is very beneficial, as you'll get more sunlight, any exercise will help. But it's important to find an exercise that you enjoy doing. Aerobic exercises like running and cycling seem to have the best effect on serotonin production. But if there's any truth in the evolutionary reasons why exercise helps, then it's because we're running to a reward rather than running away from a predator. There's a big difference between running because you're hunting and running because you're being hunted. So choose the type of exercise that you're more likely to enjoy. Even yoga has very similar effects to mood as jogging does. But you could just do half an hour playing the Wii Sports boxing game if you like. So, that's number one. Number two, minimise stress. By learning some relaxation exercises, you'll have a significant effect on your mood. Have a massage, a guided meditation session, or a session with a hypnotherapist. There's loads of freebies on my website if you haven't listened to them yet. Go to motivateyourself.co.uk, click on the newsletter link, and by subscribing, you get a link in your email to a load of free chill-out stuff to listen to, and they will really help. And I know that when you're feeling down, it can make you anxious, which can make you feel as if you're trapped, leads you to hand in your notice at work and run away to a different job or end a relationship or move house. I'd suggest you wait. If you struggle this time of year, then deliberately adding stress into your life by altering it significantly is unlikely to help. And if you feel the urge to make these sorts of big changes in your life, then just check how you were feeling a few months ago. Because if you were fine then, there's a fair chance you can be fine now too. Of course, if you were trapped in a loveless relationship then, it could be that getting out of it is exactly what you need. When it comes to mental health, no one size fits all, obviously. Maybe see a counsellor or a psychotherapist. Hey, if you see a hypnopsychotherapist, then you'll get double the benefit, as they can teach you some relaxation exercises too. In fact, some counsellors are quite interested in meditation, so choose a therapist, have a chat, see what floats their boat and see if it floats yours too. So, that's number two. Number three, be sociable. Be social. Tempting as it is to lock yourself away and binge watch Netflix until the spring, it's much better to get out and see people, even if it's just for a few hours. Socialising is great for mental health. I went out last night for that exact reason. A friend of mine was holding a Halloween storytelling night in my Tamworth clinic, and although I like stories, I wouldn't normally choose to go and listen to someone tell some. But I knew that there'd be a group of people there, some that I know and some that I don't, and it gave me an excuse to feel as if I belong somewhere, that I'm part of a tribe. Feeling connected is really important for mental health, even if all you do is catch up with a family member you haven't seen for ages. A phone call is better than nothing, but meeting up and actually seeing each other is way more beneficial. I know that when you're low, it's hard to make the effort, but it's when you're low that you need people more. And these social interactions don't have to be huge groups. It's not all singing and dancing and projectile vomiting Jaeger bombs. Just go and see one person if you like. Just make sure to avoid anyone that's toxic. You know what I mean? The last thing you need is to listen to someone telling you how awful the world is when you're trying to feel better about it. One of the benefits of just catching up with one person or just a small group is that you can talk about the past. You can laugh about things that have happened. You can remember holidays or experiences that could so easily be forgotten about. And because of what's called state-dependent recall, depression can cause us to only recall the bad times. Loads of experiments have shown this, that if you're in a good mood, it's harder to remember the negative events and vice versa. So if you have to put in a bit of effort into remembering the good stuff by catching up with old friends, maybe to help you along a bit, then do so. You can get the ball rolling there just by looking through some old photos. Number four on the list of things to do is slightly related to number one, which was exercise, and that's to look after your body. And I've kept this separate from exercise because I don't just mean this to be about being healthy, although yes, eating healthily is going to help. People with SAD will often crave sugar and carbs, and although these may boost energy briefly, there's a rebound effect that makes you feel lethargic and lazy, which pushes us towards more sweet or carbohydrate-laden things. The rather unwelcome result being a few extra inches on the old beer belly, which is rarely going to help us feel motivated or happy. And if you feel that you're prone to this, then make sure that you do eat healthily. Look for food that's high in protein that will fill you up for longer and plan your meals. Balance any craving for pasta and potatoes with plenty of good veg and fruit, and if that means that you have to shop a little more often because you need fresh things, then do so. I saw this comedy advert last week of a pre-binned bag of salad, a bag of mixed leaves and salad that comes already in its own bin for when it goes manky. And funny as it is true to many in life. Always say that if you fail to plan, then you plan to fail. But planning too much in advance will mean you end up throwing away more healthy things than actually eating them. So if that means you do two smaller shopping trips each week than one big one, it's a small price to pay for being happy and healthy. But like I say, looking after your body isn't just about healthy food and plenty of exercise. What I mean by looking after your body is keeping yourself warm. Drink tea, wear chunky jumpers, have long baths whilst you listen to music or audiobooks and podcasts, keep your central heating on at 20 degrees and roast your veg rather than eating cold salad. Research has even shown that staying warm can reduce the winter blues by half. And number five on my list of top tips for beating the winter blues, you're already doing it, and that's to soak up some positive and inspirational media. And I'm not the only podcast in the world that's about improving mental health. Have a look through the charts if you don't already and see what else you can listen to. Read more about the good stuff going on in the world. Avoid the news. Watch the satirical TV shows instead. Russell Howard has a new show on Sky on Thursdays, similar to his old Good News BBC show from a few years ago. And we've got things like The Last Leg on Channel 4 and Have I Got News For You on BBC One. For the audiophiles, there's Radio 4, The News Quiz, The Now Show. You're still going to be able to keep up to date with what's going on, but it's not all doom and gloom. And that's really important, because negativity sells. And in a world where media is desperate for your attention, many will do so by exaggerating the bad stuff to keep you alert. And that's not good for mental health. So, let's leave it there for now. Do let me know how you get on. I'd love to hear from you, so please consider following me on Twitter, if you don't already, at Richard Nichols, or on Facebook at Motivate Yourself Podcast, and let's get social. So have a great November, boys, girls, and everything in between, and I'll speak to you again soon. See ya!